Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and our show today is on the future of the planet, where we're all completely abundant. There's healthcare, including sound healing, where we're healing each other on our own, and all relationships are in harmony. So we're all in the zone. It's really I thought if you can't visualize it, it's hard to make it happen. So that's where we're doing today is visualizing the new earth, the new universe, where all hearts are connected. All hearts are connected. That's our intention for today. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things happening at the school. If you happen to be in the area, tomorrow we've got an open house from 1 to 6. That's Sunday, the May 22nd, 1 to 6 p.m. We'll be doing a lot of heart-opening meditations, talking about how sound affects us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and putting people on sound tables and vibrating people into bliss. So come for a part, come for all. It's really a wonderful experience. Even if you're not interested in classes, you're welcome. And the store is open also tomorrow, our sound healing store. We also have our next semester starting. We do have a class starting May 25th, although looks like we're not have enough people for it because everybody's taken the summer intensive. The May 25th program, if you happen to be interested, let me know because we could have enough. But most likely, we're just going to be doing the summer intensive. We've already got 25 people signed up for that. And that's starting June 5th. It goes from June 5th to the 18th. And it's 10 to 9:30 every day. And very in-depth. You get in the zone and you never leave. And then that's the first half of the certificate program, those 2 weeks in June. And then the second half is in August. I think it's August 7th to like the 15th or so, or more like August 7th to the 20th, I think, something like that. And that's the second half. Although you can always do the second half online. We set it up so the first 2 weeks are actually the classes that are best done at the Institute. And the second 2 weeks in August are classes you could easily do online that are more lecture-oriented. So you can also do the whole program online. We're starting that on May 31st, and we've got the certificate and the associate degree that you can take online with live instructors, which works really well. We do toning and chanting and mantras and healings on each other and listen to music, and it's a full range of sound healing. We talk about tuning forks. Also, if you want, you get to practice as well on friends and family, so you still get to practice. And it's a very effective program if you can't make it out here. It's really, really works quite well. So we got the certificate and degree. Those are both starting, because the certificate's the first semester of the degree. They're both starting May 31st, or about every 2 weeks we start when we have a new instructor start. We also have the classes, the actual summer intensive is the certificate program, and that's the first semester of the degree, which the second semester would start in September. If you can't make the summer, of course, we've got the next semester. I think it's starting about September 6th. It's the day after Labor Day, so whatever the day that is. And that's, again, the first semester as well as the second semester so of the sound healing and the audio recording program will be starting then. I didn't mention the audio recording program. That's the audio recording program. We've got the intensive, which is June 21st to July 29th. It's 4 days a week with some evenings. And that's how to use digital audio workstations such as Pro Tools or Logic or Ableton Live and use them to the extent where you can get people really, really high or really, really still or really, really healthy. because we go into how to use the programs, not only to record and mix and produce, but how to use the programs to create music. So there's also a music theory component as well, to be able to just do sound healing music or incorporate sound healing techniques into the type of music you already do, which could be everything from dance music to total sound healing, you know, bowl meditations for that matter. I have a woman that's taken the program this summer that's a gong master, and she's going to be learning more about how to record and mix gongs as well as incorporate them into other styles of music. So it's a full range, and that is at the Institute. It's also starting online May 31st, which is a very cool program because we've got it set up so you can see our computer screen in real time. You can hear us mixing in real time, and we can pull up your computer if you like to check your homework and see how you've done on the assignments. We give you multi-track files to mix and a lot of assignments every week. You have a homework assignment every week to mix and record and mix. So that's a very cool program starting May 31st. We also have some other events. We've got the Mount Shasta Retreat, July 9th and 10th, and then the 11th we go up on the mountain up in Stewart Hot Springs. And that's a incredible place with wonderful healing water, and we're right on a river, right at the foot of the mountain. Oh my God, Mount Shasta is such amazing power. I just talked to someone who was just there a couple of days ago, and they said that they actually went inside Mount Shasta into Talos. And this is, here I've got the email. This is the message that they got from the inside of Mount Shasta. "Greetings, loved ones, our light family. Welcome to our world. We have kept ourselves separate as it has been necessary for our survival, as well as waiting for the consciousness of humanity to raise to a level where we can work with you." These are the Lemurians inside Mount Shasta. They say there's 3 million in there. "Our future is your future, and it is now time for us to join with you. We were where you are at, only much more highly evolved. We anchor the earth with our light, but it is not enough for the big shift. You have to do your part. This requires you to transcend the 3D matrix world. Shasta is many things to many people. This sacred mountain is pivotal to the future ascension of Mother Gaia. It's like she is one of the main rockets for blastoff. Your sacred light journey and the light work you're doing on the planet is critical. It shifts the frequency of space in your 3D world, where we can interact at a deeper and more profound level. Our world is very real to us, as is your world to you. The gap between the two worlds has been vast, but this has been shifting and both coming together. You can call us anytime. We don't work like angels and spirits. We're, in a sense, your future selves in a more highly evolved form. Hence, we can help and guide you along the way in your evolution." So we'll be hanging out with them in Mount Shasta on July 9th and 10th, doing sound for 2 days. And it's only $185 now if you, and there's plenty of spots open. You can find all of these workshops and classes online at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have a Tibetan bowl concert on June 17th, Friday, June 17th, with Karma Moffat. He's the Tibetan bowl master of the world. He has over 100 Tibetan bowls, and it's really quite profound what he does. He's been doing it for so many years and just really a master. And that's only $20 at the Institute on Friday, June 17th. Let's see, any other events? Oh, we just now booked our next sound healing conference. We're doing a small one this year instead of a really big one like we normally do. We're doing it out here by my house in the Headlands at the YMCA. And it's beautiful, just overlooking the ocean with deer and all types of animals and seals and everything, you know, just right next nearby. And so beautiful, really beautiful location. And it's going to be September 24th, 25th, and 26th. And we should have it posted on our website within a week here. And it won't be very much because it's just a smaller version of our big one. And it's a lot of presenters from around the world and workshops and also music going on all day, every day. And then we're going to do a whole toning chant thing around the campfire each night. So there's also lodging available. There's food available. There's camping available even out here if you want to camp. So we'll have that at globesoundhealingconference.com in about a week. It's got the old conference up right now. So if you go there, you won't see it until next week. globesoundhealingconference.com. So we also have our sound healing store at soundoflove.com. We have all kinds of crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos. We have sound tables and sound lounges, just about every type of technology you can imagine, including voice analysis and scalar wave devices. We also have our therapy center at soundtherapycenter.com, where you can find your soul frequency, where you're at peace, and give you a CD in that key. We can find, do a voice analysis and find out what frequencies are missing, which relates to different organ issues. And that's also online. We also do voice healing and a lot of other different treatments online, besides a ton of treatments that we do here at the Institute as well. Whew, boy, a lot going on these days. Really a lot going on. Oh my God. You know, we're talking with some investors that are getting doing some major light work on the planet. And they're getting probably $1 trillion. Yes, $1 trillion for humanitarian needs. And they're funding a lot of different people. And it's really amazing to really think about what will happen when all this money, there's actually three different sources. Everybody's been talking about this reevaluation of the Iraqi dinar, and a bunch of people have already invested in that, where it's going to like be 30 times the value. And a lot of people have been saying that's going to happen any day, but now it's even looking more positive. There's also some money from ancient civilizations, actually from indigenous groups that have had money stored and assets stored for years for this time to be able to bring them out to help the planet. So there's three different sources that are happening. The first one is actually different deals that they're doing in the trading system. And so there's all this money that could be, in fact, looks like it will be released into the planet here soon. And also Corey Good, who is says that he is a part of a secret space program, says that, you know, there's all this technology from the secret space program that's about to be given to all the countries around the world, including a device that actually creates food out of the quantum field. And also there'll be free energy for everybody. And so it's really interesting to visualize a world where everything, everybody is completely abundant as far as wealth. Nobody is struggling anymore. Nobody is, I mean, there's, oh my God, everybody, so many people are not only barely making it, people with a bunch of money are struggling. It's like crazy, you know, how much struggle there is around money on this planet to be able to just live. And it's ridiculous because there's so much abundance. It's just, you know, these forces that be are causing a lot of problems, and it's about to all change. The second thing is the healthcare. The healthcare is a mess because it's become a business. It's not about making people healthy. It's about making people money, which is crazy. So imagine all of that changing, where there's complete healthcare for everybody. I'll get into it in more detail. That's probably the most exciting part that we're working on. And then the third part is that all relationships will start to resolve and become more harmonious. Because, you know, the main thing that are problems in relationships, the main stressors, are health and wealth. So if health and wealth are mostly resolved, then it's just a matter of us being kind to each other, and that's much easier when people aren't stressed about other stuff. That's probably the main reason people are mean to others, maybe not the main, but it's a really big one, is because they're stressed out, they're starving, or they are really in pain, really sick, and stressed because they don't have health care, especially in the U.S. It's just crazy. So, you know, what I did is I put together a whole movie treatment around this to be able to visualize it. I want to share it with you because it looks like we're going to be able to get funding for it now. You know, if you haven't checked out the movie Thrive, it's free on YouTube, and it's all about all of the corporate and banking world that is controlling the whole economy and really sucking out the all of the money out of the system and causing us to be stressed, right? And so the whole point is that eventually the thing is would be eventually that all of this controlling economic system comes down, including all the pharmaceuticals, all mostly the pharmaceuticals and some hospitals, but hospitals still have some good stuff going on, right? So it's interesting. In the movie, okay, so this is how the movie works. There's three parts. The first is how it all changes, right? Now, there's many ways that everything could change. First is we could have a catastrophe, nuclear destruction on the planet, and there's hardly anything left, and everybody gets along because they're all just, there's nothing to fight over anymore. Hopefully that's not going to happen. Another is that there's a revolution, and people come up in arms and really just take down the government and all these pharmaceuticals, all these different corporations that are sucking the wealth out. And, you know, it's hard for me to visualize that happening either. Could, I guess. Another way is I think that the workers for these people in the banks and in the pharmaceutical companies, it's not just pharmaceuticals, it's a lot of corporations, but the workers are starting to revolt. And I can see that happening where, you know, even the families of the people that are controlling all of this wealth are starting to revolt because their hearts are opening. They're seeing that all this suffering on the planet and seeing that it's not worth it to just be over the top wealthy when all these other people are dying and suffering, and people's hearts are opening more and more to that compassion. It's just, I think that's one of the big things that happens. So that could actually cause things to change right there. You know, it could be just an economic collapse because our economic system is not working very well. That could collapse and cause everything to change. But in the movie, what I did is I thought this would be really cool. This would be really funny. So I don't know if this would be the way it happens, but this will be really, really funny if it did happen this way. So I thought what would be cool is for the what's the name of the Wall Street protesters? Can't think of the name of them. You guys know what I'm talking about. The whole thing that happened a few years ago, the Wall Street protesters that are doing all the protesting. Well, anyway, they are protesting in like New York City, and they come across a group of terrorists, right? And they're talking to them, and they say, "What are you guys killing innocent people for? You know, I mean, it's really the head of the banks and the head of the pharmaceutical. I mean, it's like all these major heads that are actually causing the problem. Why don't you go after them?" And so they go, "Oh, that makes sense." So they actually go and kidnap all of the heads of the banks and all of the heads of the major corporations and pharmaceutical companies. And then they've got them all in this one big warehouse. And then another group actually comes in and takes over and really kidnaps everybody. But it's a group that is about changing the consciousness on the planet. So what they do is they pull up a video, a 3D video with sound healing music that actually has very deep frequencies in it that completely transforms every person in the room, opens their hearts more than ever imagined, and brings them back into their soul where they're connected to everybody. And that transformation changes all of the heads. It's kind of a cool way for it to happen instead of somebody being killed, right? Okay, so then it all comes down. It all comes down. That's the first part of the movie. It all comes down, right? And all of a sudden, it takes years, probably 10 years, easily 10 years for it to happen, to transform. And that's the second half, is the transition. The banks go away. The governments, a lot of the governments go away, unless there's, like, you know, maybe some governments can stay that are for the people, but, you know, the whole system comes down, and all the pharmaceutical companies go away. So now there's no more medicine. So everybody starts scrambling for medicine and ways to heal. And so what happens is all the alternative ways of healing that are actually being suppressed right now by the pharmaceutical companies and the government come to the forefront, including sound healing, energy medicine, light medicine, shamans. They all come to the forefront. And there'll be some charlatans that come forth, but still, there's a lot of things. I mean, there's so many people that are healing cancer that can't come out into the mainstream now because they'd be shut down. So all of this happens. And so now it's all a kind of a jockeying for position and figuring out how everybody will have health care and everybody will learn how to heal each other and heal themselves. And it will take some time. But the good news, even though it will be chaotic, is that everybody's working to help each other. And now that there's complete abundance, because all the money's not being sucked out of the system, and there's these trillions and trillions of dollars that are being pumped into the system to help feed and house people, then there will be complete, overwhelming happiness, even though there'll be complete chaos trying to figure out the new form of government that will help everybody, trying to figure out the new way that the cities will work, figure out the new way that the healthcare system will work. I mean, it's going to be a lot of chaos. It could even take 20 years, you know, but at least 10, I would think, for it to all kind of settle. But again, even though it'll probably be chaotic, it's like a beautiful chaos because we're all headed to this beautiful place of helping each other. And, you know, it's the people that say, "Oh, I don't want to give healthcare. I don't want to spend my money on people that can't work or won't work or people that are sick." You know, it's like, you know, it's not my responsibility. Well, if there's complete abundance, it doesn't matter. everybody will get helped. And it's oh my God. Okay. So then the third thing that has to resolve is relationships. And that's the biggest problem of all. However, as I mentioned, when everybody's abundant and there's no struggle, you're not working your life away to make it, to eat and pay rent, and you're not worried about healthcare, and there's like people are so much more healthy because the healthcare system's not killing people, then the relationships are going to be much better. It'll still take us a while to learn how to be kind to each other and change the patterns. But when everybody's in bliss most of the time, that's going to start transforming too. And there'll be less struggling and more time to work on relationships from a healthy perspective. Oh my God. You start to see then the third part of the movie where we're all living in complete harmony. Everybody's abundant. Everybody's healthy as best can be. And everybody's getting along. Because at a certain point, when there's enough love going around, everybody will be entrained into that energy. And even people that are like so entrained into these patterns of judgment and negativity and fear and anger and anxiety will be transformed by the collective energy. It's so amazing because I think, you know, what it's going to be like, it's like going to be where you want to go outside and go into the city just to be around people that are in bliss. Oh my God. Right now, you know, I live out in the national park. I mean, I don't really want to go into the city unless I have to. Imagine going into the city, not just to play, but going in to be around people that are in bliss all the time. Oh my God. So that's the movie, to be able to show it actually happening so that we can all visualize it actually happening. Let me go ahead and play a song called Enlightenment that resonates this type of energy. And then we'll continue with the whole healthcare part, which is really exciting. Hold this energy of everybody in bliss all the time with the song Enlightenment. No more struggle. Wow. Oh my God. Oh my God. You know, it's really amazing to really detail this out. First of all, and a lot of this is our projects that we're working on with the Sound Healing Research Foundation to help bring this into play. And a lot of it is what other people are doing as well. There's so many people working towards this. So, first of all, the coolest thing is we've got a grant 6 months ago to create a sound healing curriculum with all of our instructors' curriculum for Montessori schools. And so we're going to be implementing it in September into two Montessori schools and then getting feedback from the instructors and the kids and refining it over the next year and a half. And then after that, we're going to create an association like a board in order to get people to help refine the curriculum to be able to bring it into public schools. And we'll be looking for administrators. We already have a lot of administrators that are interested. And then the whole point is to get it so that the kids from the beginning, from kindergarten, are actually working with sound, music, and geometry from the beginning. Let me give you a little more detail about how this will work. At the Montessori school, they actually have 3-month-year-olds, 3 months old, all the way up to 18. So we're doing the curriculum for all the different age groups from 3 months to 18. So it will actually be, in fact, we're also even doing exercises for the parents when the babies are in the womb, you know, while pregnant. And so this will actually go before kindergarten as well in the public schools. So the beginning is for the babies, we're actually going to be toning to the babies with some sacred geometry hanging from the ceiling. And we're going to be toning all the different vowels, different timbres from calming to a bit activating, not too activating, and different musical intervals and different musical flows. So the babies will, and a lot of nature sounds. We'll have a whole nature soundtrack as well because it's probably the most healing. So based on the research that we've done, which is very detailed, we'll have a full range of frequencies and musical intervals and sounds and music and energy embedded in the music for the babies. And then as they get a bit older, they'll learn the different toning. They'll start with toning before they even speak so that they'll learn the vowels by doing toning. And then as they get older, then they learn all the different consonants and everything as sounds that later they'll use to heal each other. They will also learn about all the different timbres and how they affect people physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, because they'll be playing with those timbres. But they'll also be playing with different musical intervals from the beginning. They'll have different instruments and be doing like drum circles when they're like, you know, 2 years old, all the way up to when they're 18. They'll be playing different musical instruments, sound healing, a lot of crystal bowls, a full range of different things, but doing a lot of voice as well. And then when they get older, they'll learn about everything they've been playing with from the beginning. They'll learn how the musical intervals create different states of consciousness. They'll learn how to use different sounds for healing. They'll learn how the structure of the universe based on the structure of sound. They'll learn, and also will be using the different geometries within the different musical intervals and different rhythms. So they're going to be actually working with different geometries to learn as a way of remembering the different musical intervals and rhythms. we're getting very detailed, actually. And then when they finally get to 12 to 18, they're going to be using these sounds for healing for themselves and for others, and also to research more of what's going on with all of this. So imagine growing up inundated with beautiful sounds that are healing and actually music and sounds in your body that are bringing you more into more presence of your own physical body, and then learning how all of that is tied into the laws of nature, and so you can be more in alignment with nature and spirit. That's kind of the overall goal. So, oh my God, if that happens, just there, imagine all the schools actually teaching things that are really, really helpful and connected back to nature from the beginning, and the ways and patterns in nature, the sounds, music, and geometries of nature. That's really the, and spirit, really. So that's what we're working on right now. That will be one major thing. Oh my God, that will change the whole planet right there. But then think about the healthcare system. My first thing, I mean, there's so much, but you know, the thing is a new hospital that will be quite different. Now, it's interesting, and I haven't really figured it out or sat down with people. I bet there's a lot of people that have already. But the trick is to figure out what things in a hospital are worth keeping, because there's a lot of things in a hospital that are worth keeping. Like I just had a big abscess that I just had, went to the hospital and had it lanced, right? And it was perfect. They knew exactly what to do. They did it in a very professional way, and they were even using silver at the hospital as the medicine as an antibiotic for putting on the wound, which is really cool. It's like totally alternative. And then, like a couple of years ago, I went to the physical therapy department at the local hospital, and it was wonderful. I mean, their assessment of what was going on with my muscles was incredible. They don't get into the emotional stuff, you know, in any of this, so that needs to be added in. But still, it was very effective. They were just incredible. And within 3 months, my physical therapy issue was completely gone, you know. So there's a lot of good things in hospitals that we'll keep. But the thing is, we're going to get rid of the whole thing of using it to make money, and also add in all the alternative therapies, which are starting to get in there a bit. I mean, a lot of hospitals are using sound healing in the alternative therapy departments now. I mean, there's acupuncture, there's all types of meditation practices in the alternative therapy departments. So already made some headway. But if you go in for a heart problem, the first thing that would be really cool is to, before you meet the doctor, go into a workshop on opening your heart and how to heal your heart emotionally. I mean, that's probably the number one problem for why people have heart disease, is because their heart has been shut down. I mean, there's so many things we could add in, not to mention just an environment that is healing. I mean, it's unbelievable how non-healing a hospital is. To simply have it so that you've got fountains, you've got gardens, you've got nature, you've got, you know, sounds that are healing, environments. Don Campbell, before he died, had a whole company that was creating environments, a corporation that was in creating environments, healing environments within hospitals. So it's an entire healing place, not to mention teaching the nurses a whole nother way of compassion. There's a lot of nurses that are unbelievably amazing. Actually, when I just went in the hospital last week, just to have that abscess lanced, there was a nurse that was just unbelievably loving. I couldn't believe how sweet she was. So there's a lot of that happening already, but just more and more and more. And really take care of the nurses. So because a lot of them are burnt out, you know. So it's like, you know, it goes into the whole area of working with disabilities like autism. And we have a whole treatment plan for autism and to be able to work with it in a way that is not invasive, that is really, really, I mean, the thing of working with sound and frequencies is it's much more conducive, and it's fun. It's conducive to healing. The other thing is for surgery. We could be using frequencies to explode cells, cancer cells. I mean, there's people that know how to do that, and it hurts nothing else. There are treatments. I have a YouTube video where they're actually healing every type of tumor there is in the body and destroying it with ultrasound. And the person goes home in an hour perfectly healthy. I mean, you could do that. But also to bring in the whole correlation between emotions and auras and chakras, you know, to bring in all of this that ties in to energy healing. So it's not totally disconnected from the physical healing that hospitals do. Right? So then the other part is to actually work with ADD, which we're working with, to really pin it down. So we can totally use beta frequencies to get rid of ADD. I mean, this is like not rocket science. It's not that difficult. I mean, every hospital should have frequencies and sound tables because it's proven 70% of the pain is gone. 70% of the time, the pain is gone with sound tables. And with the pods, we found it's more like 90%, the base pods that we use. I mean, it's crazy that we're using these drugs that are killing people instead of using frequencies that make you feel good and get rid of the pain also. I mean, and then for PTSD, there's all types of treatments that are unbelievable for getting rid of depression that we have, that we've developed through our students, getting rid of anger, getting rid of anxiety. Oh my God, it just goes on and on and on. A healthcare system where even cancer is no longer an issue. And ultimately, everybody learns how to heal themselves and each other from the beginning. So we can take our power back to be able to not give our power away to doctors that don't hardly know what they're doing in the overall system and the complexity of the way it works. Even the hospitals that bring you into a state of bliss while you're in the hospital. I had that happen when I was in the hospital 6 years ago. All of my instructors came and did healings on me, sound healings, and it was amazing. I was in bliss most of the time. And I thought, this is the way it should be. We don't need to be suffering in a hospital. It could be bliss time. People want to go to the hospital because they'll be in bliss. Okay. So, health, wealth, and relationships all resolved. And all hearts on the planet connected. Just imagine every heart on the planet connected. I've got a recording here where the whole class toned that intention for 10 minutes. I don't think we've got 10 minutes, but we'll play as much of it as we can. And so let me play this and tone along with the intention of all hearts connected, everybody living in love and light all the time, completely abundant, beautiful healthcare for for all, and relationships in complete harmony. Hold that intention and make the sound of it. This is All Hearts Connected.
Thank you. So hold this energy. Normally I say for the rest of the weekend, week ahead, months ahead, just hold it forever. Because until we visualize it, it won't happen. Until we hold it in our consciousness, it won't happen. So now, it's going to happen. Thanks for listening.